The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to this week's Soap Opera Digest. I'm Virginia Voice volunteer Pete Peek, reading today from the October 13th, 2025 issue of Soap Opera Digest to keep you up to date on all of your favorite characters and soap opera news. In our first story today, General Hospital spoilers. You are under arrest for the attempted murder of Congressman Drew Kane by Michelle Parkerton. Secrets are revealed and an arrest is made in the General Hospital spoilers promo for the week of October the 13th. The video begins with Anna making a very pointed statement to her former detective, Nathan. "You don't look like a man who's been asleep for 7 years," Anna proclaims. It seems like the commissioner doesn't quite believe Nathan's claim that he has no recollection of where he's been. Might Anna suspect that the man is an imposter? So close, yet so far. The next scene in the promo teases that Molly is determined to figure out why Rick has been gone from Port Charles for so long. She's sitting at the table at Bobby's when she announces to someone, "I'm going to find my dad." Will she think to look right under her nose in her mother's basement? Then the video goes to Rick, who is still gagged and tied in the bed in Alexa's basement, and he's heard crying out for his daughter, Molly. "Molly," a frantic Rick asks. But might it actually be Cody who stumbles upon the attorney? In the following clip, Cody has a gift in his hand and out back by his side when he notices something off about the bulkhead doors leading to a basement. "What the hell?" he's heard saying as he bends down to examine the exterior entrance. An arrest is made. Despite his promise to keep Jocelyn's new job a secret, Jocelyn spills the beans to someone. Jocelyn is in the WSB, he announces, as the promo flashes to Josh crying. Then Carly, looking perturbed, does Jason reveal his godfather's secret agent status to her mom or someone else? Jocelyn's employment may be the least of Carly's problem this week, because the end of the spoilers video teases that the PCPD has narrowed down their investigation of Drew's shooting to one main suspect. "You are under arrest for the attempted murder of Congressman Drew Kane," Anna states, as handcuffs are heard clicking into place. But which person on the long list of suspects is the one headed to jail? The final seconds of the promo shows Sonny and a dumbstruck Carly, her mouth hung open in shock, at Bobby's. Then Michael, sitting with Amelia on his lap, Alexis on the phone at her home, and a worried Nina. See it all for yourself in the preview video below. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section, and be sure to check out the first look photos for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including General Hospital. In our next story today, The Young and Restless's Michael Graziati on Daytime Emmy nominations. I'm in with some heavy hitters by Chris Eads. Having previously been nominated twice for a Daytime Emmy Award in the Younger Actor category in 2005 and 2006 during his previous run as Daniel on The Young and Restless, Michael Graziati graduated this year with a Supporting Actor nomination. This is the first one that I'm not trying to take anything away from other nominations, but this is the first one that kind of feels real, he tells Soap Opera Digest. I know I'm in with some heavy hitters. The nominations were announced back in July, and Graziati chuckles, "A lot of my friends keep asking me, this is so cool, what does it mean? And I just keep telling them, it means we have to wait until October to be disappointed." Emotional roller coaster. And in the aftermath of Heather's murder, Daniel went through a gauntlet of emotions, from grief to anger and everything in between. So Graziati had plenty to choose from when assembling his Emmy reel in the hopes of earning a nomination. There was an episode where Summer came over to the house, and it was the first time I was talking to her about what had happened with Heather, the actor shares of his submissions kickoff. I start going into the story and then talking about identifying her body and just kind of break down. After that, I submitted some scenes where I was confronting Sharon at her house about not only Heather, but about what had happened with my mother, Phyllis, and I really leaned into her and let her have it. Graziati continues, rounding out the reel, I submitted a scene where I was at the hospital talking with Nick and Sumner about the whole situation as well. It all seemed to be a nice flow and a good show of what I was capable of acting with other people and a good emotional range as well. His big night out, and as happy as he is to have scored a nod, the young and restless star says he's not really making plans for Emmy night. I just want to take it as I do pretty much the rest of my life, one day at a time. Graziati shrugs and says, so we'll just see what happens that night. Either way, I'm going to get to celebrate with friends, family, cast, crew, and all that kind of stuff. It's always fun when you get out and away from work with everyone, adding that he definitely is looking forward to seeing everybody and being out. In fact, the daytime Emmys will double as a date night for the actor and his fiancée, Lauren Carey, with whom he shares twin sons, Oliver Bear and Arlo Wilde, who turn 4 in July. We're definitely going to get a sitter for the kids that night, so that'll be nice. A fun night out for Mom and Dad. Graziato enthused, I have friends that work in the industry that have shows that are nominated as well, through Netflix, Amazon, and other networks. So I'm going to have a lot of friends there, people that I don't always get to hang out with, and on a daily basis. I'm so excited. In our next story today, from The Bold and Beautiful, is Will the father of Luna's baby? By Chris Eads. The Bold and Beautiful spoilers for the week of October the 13th is full of heartbreak, shock, and fear. Sheila makes a desperate plea to Deacon. Finn and Lee turn Poppy's world upside down, and Will and his family are on pins and needles, wondering if Luna is telling the truth. The Other Woman. After learning that Sheila knew that her granddaughter Luna, who killed 2 of his friends, was still alive, Deacon walked out on his wife and turned to Taylor for support and counsel. I don't know what to do, Deacon admits to the therapist. I need you to help me, Taylor. Of course, Sheila follows Deacon to his appointment and sees outside the door as she spies on her husband receiving a comforting embrace from the shrink. Back at the Ilgardia, Sheila continues to press Deacon to give her marriage another shot. Come home, she urges. I need my husband. Deacon had thought that Sheila had turned over a new leaf, but now that she's lied right to his face about Luna, he can't help but question whether or not he can trust her. Is there anything Sheila can say or do to convince him? Breaking news. Despite attempts to keep Luna's unexpected resurrection under wraps, more and more people continue to find out that the murderer is still among the living. Now, Poppy notices the dour looks on Finn and Lee's face at the hospital and fears the worst. What's going on? She asks, then concerned. Finn declares, it's Luna. She's alive. Lee looks guilty and ashamed as she watches her sister's jaw drop at the revelation that her daughter isn't dead. How will Poppy react to the fact that Lee kept her in the dark about her own child? The moment of truth. Katie brought in Bridget to perform the paternity test on Luna's baby so they could feel confident that the results would not be tampered with. We've got the results, Bill declares as he stands by Katie's side. Will isn't the only one whose future rests on the results of this particular DNA test. Is Will the father of Luna's baby? Electra asks, her voice trembling and growing impatient. Katie sighs, what does it say? Luna is smiling confidently with a twinkle in her eye as though she already knows the answer will be. But Bridget looks more than a bit stunned by the results she's about to announce. Could Luna actually be carrying Will's child? Let us know your opinion and predictions and what's coming up on The Bold and Beautiful. And don't forget to check out our spoilers photo gallery for a sneak peek at what's next on all of the soaps. In our next story today, from Beyond the Gates, it's Decision Day in My Relationship by Diane Brunstein. A New Beginning, the action in the Beyond the Gates spoilers for the week of October the 13th, opens as Smitty gets down on one knee before Martin, with their kids Samantha and Tyrell looking on in the home they all share. Martin Richardson, will you marry me again? Smitty asks, much to the delight of the kids, while Martin looks stunned but happy. They've worked hard to rebuild their relationship and reach this point again. Will Martin say yes? A shocking ending. In the casino's private poker room, Joey has a surprise announcement for his still-grieving lover, Vanessa. This has to end, he tells her gently. Vanessa snaps back. Put a lid on the sardonic sarcasm, Joey. It's really starting to piss me off. Where is this coming from all of a sudden? She stands clearly thrown for a loop by what he's saying. Has Vanessa really fallen for the man who's arranged for her husband Doug's fatal accident? Once a cheater, at Bill Hamilton's law office, Haley sees her worst nightmare come true. Her husband kissing his ex-wife, Danny. Later, she vents to someone saying, Bill thinks he can play me after everything I'd laid down. Nah. Danny turns to her daughter, Naomi, to talk things out. It's decision day in my relationship, too, she tells her. Later, the scene shifts to Danny meeting up with her husband, Andre, at Uptown. I got your message, so what did you decide, she asks him. See it all for yourself in the preview video. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section, and be sure to check out our spoilers gallery for a look at what's next on all of the soaps this week of October the 13th, including Beyond the Gate. And our next story today, the tune-in alert, Days of Our Lives, Stay the Hell Away from Her by Diane Brunstein. Hearts Break. The action in this Days of Our Lives spoilers for the week of October the 13th begins with Rachel tutoring Thomas, but not on his homework. She's explaining to him how to manipulate his father, Chad, so he stays away from Kat. How do I make sure that my dad and Kat stay broken up? He asks Brady. Manipulative offspring Kristen says, it's easy. Thomas doesn't look entirely convinced, and as long as Kat's in Salem, I won't be, Thomas promises. Leaving on a jet plane. Thomas isn't the only youngster eager to put Salem in their rearview mirror. Holly is at the airport, ready to run away to Paris to stay with her mom, Nicole, to avoid her heartbreak over Tate. Goodbye, Salem, Holly says as she begins the boarding process. That's when she hears Tate hollering her name and turns around. The baby is not mine. Please don't get on that plane, he says, cradling her face in his hands. The lines are drawn. Alex arrives at the Brady pub and heads straight to Jeremy Horton. It's clear Stephanie told him her ex-boyfriend is back in town. I'm Alex, Stephanie Johnson's boyfriend. Stay the hell away from her, Alex warns menacingly. And even the best plans. As Tony and Theo are seen greeting Gabby at the DeMira mansion, Theo can be heard saying, I'll be working at DeMira Enterprises. It turns out he's actually saying those words to Abe, and Theo's father is not pleased. You most certainly will not, Abe insists. Will he really be able to stop Theo? Lead to betrayal. EJ sits behind a desk talking with Kat. I'm happy with the clinic's progress. Once construction is complete, this lab will be impenetrable, he says, as visuals of Kat secretly taking photos of the lab's building site are seen. Will she get caught? See it all for yourself in the preview videos. Let us know what you think is going to happen in the comments section, and be sure to check out our spoilers gallery for a sneak peek at what's happening on all of the soaps this week, including Days of Our Lives. In our next story today, the tune-in alert, episode guide for General Hospital, The Young and Restless, The Bold and Beautiful, Beyond the Gates, and Days of Our Lives for the week of October the 13th, by Michelle Parkerton. From Beyond the Gates, on Monday, October the 13th, Danny suspects Naomi may be carrying a life, changing secret. Nicole and Vanessa are at odds while Leslie issues a warning to June. An intriguing offer is dangled in front of Donnell, and Shanice receives two unexpected pieces of information. Anita and Vernon get creative to escape the current chaos in their lives on Tuesday, October the 14th. Vanessa demands something of Joey. Bill gets an unexpected gift from a surprise visitor. Smitty makes an announcement to Tyrell and Samantha about the future of their family. On Wednesday, October the 15th, Andre has hard-hitting questions for Danny about her ex. Leslie uses the past to make a play for her future, and Ted gets caught in the crosshairs. Kat and her mother both have major relationship updates to share, and Randy is tasked with a deadly order aimed at a startling target. Chelsea thinks her mother has been robbed on Thursday, October the 16th. Haley's birthday treat for Bill ends up in the wrong hands. Naomi and Jacob are at an impasse over what they see for their future, and Martin receives a stunning proposition. On Friday, October the 17th, one family attends a joyous event, while Nicole and Ted mourn the state of their marriage, and Ava and Thomas realize they've been played as Kat plans to make the night unforgettable. From The Bold and Beautiful, Bridget reveals the paternity test results to the family on Monday, October the 13th, and Deputy Chief Baker arrives to rearrest Luna. On Tuesday, October the 14th, Deacon reaches out for help with his marriage to Sheila. Katie shocks Luna when she tells her that she and Bill will get custody of her baby, and Finn confirms he wants justice no matter what. Deacon begins therapy sessions with Taylor on Wednesday, October the 15th. Brooke confides to Ridge how happy she is in their marriage and what she wants for Taylor's future, and Sheila visits Deacon at Il Giardino. On Thursday, October the 16th, Deke is saddened by Deacon's pain and confides to his sister. Ridge and Brooke share a passionate kiss, and Deke secretly slips his portfolio into the stack of designer submissions at Forrester. Deke introduces himself to Elektra on Friday, October the 17th, and Will struggles to understand why Luna targeted him, and Finn confronts Lee over her decisions. From The Days of Our Lives on Monday, October the 13th, Brady shares some major news with Tate that will change his son's life, and Marlena has some questions to ask Rachel. Xander has an apology for Sarah on Tuesday, October the 14th, while Susan presses EJ to be patient. What Tate does makes Aaron anxious on Wednesday, October the 15th, and Sophia makes a confession to Melinda. Alex and Stephanie have something to celebrate, and Jeremy has some advice for Chad on Thursday, October the 16th. On Friday the 17th, Holly and Tate join forces, and Brady and Johnny compare notes about Sophia. From General Hospital, on Monday the 13th, Sonny is on high alert. Kaya and Trina play detective. Chase vents to Brooke Lynn. Drew presses Willow, and Curtis and Portia discuss their future. Nina is in the hot seat on Tuesday, October the 14th. Willow believes the worst of Michael, Rick dreams of Elizabeth, Sidwell throws his power around, and Ava and Christina try to turn the page. On Wednesday, October the 15th, Tracy gets legal advice. Cody makes a shocking discovery. Molly confides in Dante. Gio makes an unlikely connection, and Brennan demands answers. Jason makes a confession on Thursday, October the 16th. Anna comes to a startling realization. Felicia confides in Elizabeth. Charlotte receives a warning, and Cody gets a pleasant surprise. On Friday, October the 17th, Carly does some digging. Britt asks for a favor. Nathan questions Dante, and Brooklyn is uneasy, and Anna seeks out Brennan. From The Young and Restless, on Monday the 13th, Victor gives Nick an ultimatum. Kane plays to Phyllis's strengths, and Sharon makes a distress call. Jill makes a big decision affecting her relationship with Billy on Tuesday the 14th. Kyle plays hardball, and Holden reconnects with someone from his past. On Wednesday, October the 15th, Nick and Sharon receive shocking news. Nate confronts Victoria, and Claire's plan to escape reality hits a detour. Nikki takes matters into her own hands on Thursday, October the 16th, and Tessa visits Mariah, while Nick and Sharon meet a mysterious stranger. On Friday, October the 17th, Jack clears the air with Billy. Nick searches for answers, and Audra receives a painful reminder about her past. In our next story today, the flashback. Jack learned Ashley lied about John not being his father on The Young and Restless, and more. On October 11th, it was a memorable day in soap opera history as Ashley Abbott admitted to Jack Abbott that John Abbott was his biological father on The Young and Restless. Ava Jerome and Griffith Munro became lovers on General Hospital and more. In 1992, Tom Cudahy and Livia Fry wed on All My Children. Their wedding was the first interracial wedding ceremony in Pine Valley history. After the lovebirds said, "I do," Livia performed a special duet at the reception with Peebo Bryson, serenading her husband with a rendition of "Tonight, I Celebrate My Love to You." In 2011, General Hospital's Tracy was busy fending off the amorous advances of blackmailing Anthony Zaccara by reminding him that she was a married woman who was in love with her husband when Luke Spencer, the husband in question, arrived unexpectedly. Tracy insisted to Luke that she was not having an affair with Anthony, but he shrugged off her denials and handed her some papers. Tracy was stunned to realize that they were, and gasped, "You're divorcing me." Anthony led the pair to have a private conversation, and Tracy tried to get to the bottom of why Luke wanted to end their marriage. He claimed he simply wanted to give her freedom and left. Tracy was stupefied. In 2012, Christine Blair was livid when a judge declared a mistrial and Phyllis Sumners went free on The Young and Restless. The court case stemmed from Phyllis's attempt on Christine and Paul's lives years prior. When Christine got wind that it was indeed Phyllis who had mowed them down with her car in 1994, she decided to press charges. After the judge's ruling, a seething Christine vowed to pursue a civil suit against Phyllis. In 2017, on General Hospital, Ava Jerome and Griffin Munro became lovers. Griffin had been fighting his feelings for Ava as he was still technically a priest, and he went to her penthouse to discuss the possibility of leaving the priesthood. One thing led to another, and the duo gave in to their attraction, making love for the first time. For Matt Cohen, this represented the loss of his soap opera love scene virginity. He told Soap Opera Digest that working with Mara West made it easy for him. "Mara and I have sprung up a connection and a friendship, and she's a fantastic person," he praised. "I feel so lucky to be working with an actress of her caliber. And as far as the hot scenes go, it's choreographed like a dance, but with kissing, so there's no reason to get nervous. It's more about how can we make this look as good as we can in the short time we have to film it. I didn't have any nerves, but I wanted Mara to feel respected. I didn't want anything to happen that she felt uncomfortable with, and that's how it went down. I told her, I'm game for anything, any ideas that you want to pitch or that the director wants to pitch, but that the final decision was Mara's decision. We're both married with children, and it never feels good or normal to do these things on scenes with someone, not your wife or husband. But with her, we made it easy and as simple as possible and laughed about it during and after. In 2018, on The Young and Restless, Jack Abbott was in for a tremendous shock. Jack had been in turmoil ever since a DNA test indicated that the late John Abbott was not, in fact, his biological father. He had also been at war with his sister Ashley Abbott since the previous year. when Jack blocked Ashley's bid to become CEO of Jabot by revealing a little-known bylaw that only a bio abbot, which Ashley is not, could have had that position. Jack's identity crisis led him on a quest to uncover the identity of his true biological father, and Ashley took over the reins of Jabot. But in a dramatic episode, Ashley came clean when her back was up against the wall about changing the test results to make it appear as though no Abbott blood was coursing through Jack's veins, to get back at him for the way he had treated her. She told her stunned brother, "Great news, Jack, you can stop looking for your biological father. I know who he is. You've been John Abbott's son all along." In our final story today, the young and restless is Valerie Pettiford on her truly unexpected Daytime Emmy nomination by Chris Eads. When Valerie Pettiford took over the role of Amy Lewis on The Young and Restless in October of 2024, the veteran actress had already played in Other Worlds Courtney and One Life to Live Sheila among her numerous credits in television and film. She previously earned 3 NAACP Image Award nominations for playing Big Dee Dee and on the UPN sitcom Half and Half, and now has been nominated for guest performance in a daytime drama at the 2025 Daytime Emmy Awards. "A pleasant surprise. It's still like a dream," Pettiford tells Soap Opera Digest of the honor. "I still can't believe I'm nominated. Oh my God, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. I'm overjoyed, over the moon. I love Young and Restless. I love everybody over there, and I've had such a great time, and so to be nominated is just like the icing on the cake. It doesn't get any better than that, because it's truly unexpected." After receiving a call from the Young and Restless publicist letting her know that she had been nominated, she quickly shared the good news with her sister. "Definitely for one thing," Pettiford says, "I left her a message saying, 'Tania, you have to call me,' and she thought something happened, and I was like, 'No, I got nominated.'" Credit where credit is due. Putting together her reel of clips proved to be a little challenging, but Pettiford decided to take the plunge. "I was limited in what to submit," she explains, "because I had only done maybe 13 episodes because I didn't come into the show until like October, toward the tail end of when the year-long eligibility period lapsed. So just trying to put my best foot forward, and just for the kick of it, some people submit themselves. Let me just do it. Why not?" Though Amy hadn't been back on The Young and Restless long, the story of her cancer battle and finally reconnecting with her estranged son gave Pettiford plenty of opportunities to showcase her skills. "I pieced together some things from my very first episode when I met Nate for the first time. Just the whole journey of my character dealing with cancer, trying to find her son, sussing out Nate, the half-brother, and all of these secrets I held and trying to solicit his help, not knowing what kind of person I was going to be dealing with, those scenes were action-packed." The actress also credits her scene partners with helping her earn an Emmy nod, including Zuleika Silver and Christelle Khalil and Jermaine Rivers, and she singles out those scenes with the great Sean Dominic as vital to her reel. "I absolutely positively adore that man. I couldn't do what I did the way I want to do without him, because he has been with me almost in every scene. I started my acting career in soaps, so I know the workload. I've done so many things in the years between, but coming back, people don't realize how hard this is. So to walk on a set that is so loving and caring from every department and then have the actor that you basically play all your scenes with to be so delicious like him, oh, I've died and gone to heaven." Thank you for joining me today on Soap Opera Digest. I'm Pete Peek for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.